CliffCentral.com.
Ah, yes. Bruce Springsteen bringing in our sixth birthday on CliffCentral.com this Friday morning. It is just after 7 o'clock. I'm Gareth Cliff. We're live in our studios in Rivonia for the first time in 5 weeks. And level 4 kicks in today, so I'm fairly sure there are a lot of people who maybe ordinarily wouldn't be exercising, but they're taking full advantage of the 3 hours that our overlords have given them to be able to walk around, run around, ride around on their bicycles. Remember,
5 kilometers
is what Nkosa Zanani Dlamini Zuma says. You have to be within
5 kilometers
of your house. And if you're further than that, you know, then God help you. The police will beat you to a pulp or whatever. I didn't see any police on the way in this morning. I didn't see one blue light. I didn't see any army people. And I think you always hear the stories of where, like, you know, there are police everywhere and someone gets stopped in a roadblock. And I think a lot of it is just alarmism. And because we're predisposed as humans, something we've discussed so many times, to always take bad news and prioritize it, we look for bad news, especially in times where things are so uncertain like now. But the one thing that is certain and that you can rely on is us. We've been here for 6 years. We will not go away. And we don't need lockdown, come rain or snow or gloom of night or lockdown or no lockdown or coronavirus or not. We will be here to broadcast for you, and we'll be here to share the information that we have learned, to talk to our amazing guests, to hear from our incredible audience. And you obviously are a big part of that. So thank you for supporting us over 6 years. That's all I'm going to say about that now. We're going to get some people on in the next couple of minutes who've all been part of the CliffCentral.com story from the get-go. Damon Calvari, Nolo, Gugu. We're going to speak to all of the people who've been. Amanda, been part of the show for such a long time. Michael Flax, Aria Kelman. I'm going to speak to all of them who were there at the beginning. And then later on, George Meany will join us for the Auto Central Power Pod, as he does every morning. Sia Sangweni in Durban. Bulelo Tinta is here with me in the studio. And he was using hand sanitizer this morning, but I didn't even. So I'm probably going to get into trouble. But I will. I'll hand sanitize straight after the show. It makes everybody feel better. We're getting cracking this morning on some of the big stories that are affecting not only us but the world. I see that there are reports of our virus tally, which is now at 5,647. That means 5,647 infections. Remember, huge percentage of those people are not symptomatic. They display no signs of being ill whatsoever. You know, if you told me, and I know that there are some people who like risk and some people who don't like risk, but if you told me, would you be prepared to take your chances if we could go back in time and we could decide against the lockdown? I'd say, yep, absolutely, without a doubt, 100%. Wouldn't even need 5 seconds to think about it. But obviously, we have to be careful here because there is still a lot that we don't know. And any reasonable person will tell you that you have to be cautious in times like these. And when you're dealing with an enemy that is invisible and difficult to figure out, as a brand new coronavirus is, we need to take slow, careful, well thought through steps to protect as many people as possible. It is emerging slowly but surely that old and fat people are most at risk here. And if you are old or you are fat, you should probably avoid the rest of us for as long as you possibly can. There is no vaccine. There's no cure for this. And even if you isolate yourself at home, that is not a cure. It will not prevent you from getting the virus. All it will do is give us time. Time to work on a vaccine. Time to deal with those people who are sick. You know, they've put up with these makeshift hospitals all over the world. And people are preparing for a wave like they had in Italy. But so far, you know, in America, which is now the epicenter of the outbreak, in places like New York especially, where disproportionately, because people live on top of each other, more people have been affected. In places like that, they've got the whole Javits Center, where Sia and I were just last year in September for a conference, a broadcasting conference. That whole place has been turned into a makeshift hospital. They've got a hospital ship. But the beds are empty. Even in New York, where they have the highest death toll at the moment and the highest number of infections in America, even there, don't need those things. Certainly not now. They might need them still, and that's why it's better to be prepared. I get that. But right now, they don't need them. Those beds are empty. And in South Africa, there are plenty of people who are depending on our doctors, our nurses, our hospitals, our clinics, in case this thing does become a full-blown emergency. But up to now, it has not been. Amanda is on Skype. I want to talk to her. Hey, Amanda, how the hell are you?
Hey, guys. Good and yourself?
Thanks for waking up for us this morning. How are you doing?
Hello.
Happy birthday to us, right?
Good and yourself?
Yeah.
Yes, happy birthday to Constantia, my word, six.
So, Amanda, what's been happening in your life? We haven't checked in with you for a little while. What's news?
Oh, not much, especially now that it's locked down. I mean, it's pretty boring if you live with your parents and you're an extrovert, but it's fine. Keeping busy.
Are you coping? I mean, do you have a hub?
Well, yeah, no. I've run out of all of those things, but yeah, no, I'm coping. I've kept busy cooking, cleaning, like, my mom's worked through the whole lockdown because she's an accountant, so people are, like, demanding of her doing that BIS stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I've been taking care of my dad because he was doing that crazy sports cycling and broke his hip and his elbow.
Yes.
So, a while ago, but, like, it's taken a long, like, it's been a long recovery. So, I've been cleaning, cooking, and looking after him.
So, Amanda, when we turned, you were here for, what, two of our birthdays, right?
Yes, yes,
true. I think you were here for like our fourth and fifth birthdays.
Yes, no, I was, yeah. I actually think it was the third and the fourth, maybe. I'm not sure about the fifth, but yeah.
Well, do you have any memories of those two birthdays? Because I know that you've been a part of the family. You were a listener from the get-go, but you know, you've been a part of the family too in terms of being a member of staff. You were our intern for a while. You even brought your cousin in here extra, who
got
to know quite well. We got to hear all about your relationships and your big nights out, and you know, you've had a colorful time with us, to say the least.
It's been awesome. It's been a lot of great laughs and memories and smiles, which I'll cherish forever. You know, the birthdays were awesome, from the amazing cakes Crystal made to just like the celebrations. It was never a dull moment at Kids Central, and it still isn't. I mean, it's still awesome.
And you're working on getting a qualification so that you can work with kids, right? I mean, it's basically like an au pair type thing. Is that right?
Yeah. Helping out and doing a few things at my sister's remedial school that she's opened up. But
because
of lockdown, that's all at a halt now, you know.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Amanda, and thanks for being part of the tribe, and we'll catch up with you again soon, all right?
Awesome, and happy 6th birthday to Cliff Central.
Thank you. Amanda Romberg, who was one of our interns, she was also a former member of this show, and she's moved on and done a lot of interesting things since then, but I thought it would be fun to check in with her. We're also going to check in with Nolo, who was a big part of the team, with Damon Calvari, who was our first producer here and part of our founding family at cliffcentral.com. He was here from the very start. Michael Flax, who's also been a former producer of this show. Jeez, if you looked at it this way, you'd think I was a really horrible boss, all these former producers. Maybe I'm a horrible boss. I'm gonna face the music. Maybe I'm just a terrible person to work for, which is why I've got all these former producers. Somehow Sia's survived. Maybe he's maybe on his last legs. I'm gonna have to check in with Sia after the show and find out like what's the runway here. how much room do I have to keep driving him crazy before he decides to become a former producer? Oh, it's worth mentioning, Sia did try to get hold of Mabali, and she's just nowhere to be found. It's like she's dropped off the planet. I don't know, that girl's just insane. I miss her, you know. Mabali was such an important part of my life for such a long time, and we were together every morning on the show for 7 years. So it felt so weird when she suddenly wasn't there. But it's amazing how quickly you move on, and She's apparently studying again. You know, I'll get a message from her every 3 months or whatever, just saying hello out of the blue. And then she just disappears again, and I hear radio silence. So we did try to get hold of Mabali, but she's she's nowhere to be found. I know Leanne was meant to join us for the show this morning, but she overslept. So you can see there's real reliability going on there. And we'll speak to Damon, see what he's up to. He was on the show just a little earlier this week, I think, and or it could have been last week. And Michael Flax, who we've also had on recently. So plenty of cool people who are part of it's almost like a little blast from the past that we're doing this morning. We've got to talk also, and I spoke to Toby Shapshack about this yesterday, the etiquette of video calling, because he had some really interesting tips. You know, we're all using these platforms, whether it's Google Hangouts or Skype or Microsoft Teams, Cisco, or what's the other one, Zoom. And some people have just not figured out the way to do this optimally. I mean, for example, simplest thing, right? You should not have a window behind you, because then the light comes from behind you and it's almost like a silhouette. They call that monster lighting in the movies. So you should always sit with the window facing you and the camera between you and the window. For example, these are some of the tips that we picked up. And it helps people to do this right, this video calling 101. And just because you can call people on video doesn't mean you have to. You know, a phone call is still the best way to do things. All right, I'm going to go back to the lines because we've got Gugu Masuku on the line. He's also joining us this morning. Hey, Gugu, how are you, man?
Good, guys. How are you doing?
Good, dude. What's been happening with you? And happy birthday to us, by the way.
Yeah, happy birthday to you guys. I mean, look at you, 6 years down the line.
Thanks, man. What's news in your life? What's been happening?
Dude, obviously the normal COVID-19 issue. I'm not in Joburg at the moment. I left, went home.
Yeah.
Spent time with the family.
How's that going?
Just going through that. Hey?
How's it going with the family? Are you driving each other crazy?
Thankfully not yet. My dad was here. Mm-hmm. He went back up to Joburg a few days ago.
Okay.
But, with him, it's been a bit awkward with him in the house.
No, I'm sure, dude. But you're good otherwise. What are you up to work-wise at the moment? Have you got stuff going on?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm still doing the writing. Obviously, with what I do with car journalism, it's a bit tricky now. Because we can't drive, we can't travel and go overseas and all that stuff. So it's really just forced me and I guess everyone else to be more creative in what we do,
mm-hmm.
In terms of telling stories without actually driving the cars, so to speak.
Yeah, you have to do virtual stuff, right? I mean, they're even doing these car launches. George Meany told me the other day that they're doing all these car launches online, so you don't even get to be in the car, which to me that's so weird, because part of the experience of driving is actual physical experience. It's not just what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why people go to showrooms. That's why people go to showrooms, right?
Yeah, it's just the actual car and drive the car. So everything's changed, everything's different now, and I just want to go back to normal. I think everyone is longing for normalcy in their lives again.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm feeling the same way. But Gugu, it's nice to catch up with you again. I hope we'll see you soon. And once lockdown is over, come up and say hi sometime.
I definitely will, Gareth. Thank you. And looking forward to seeing you guys again.
Have you managed to get laid yet? Because it was taking you forever when we last spoke.
We'll speak about that when I come in and see you guys.
All right. Well, I'm sure you're not getting laid right now while you're in the house with the family. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, that's not of the question at this stage. It's not happening.
All right. Your poor family having to put up with you.
Yeah, poor me, actually, stuck with them.
All right, dude. Be good. Keep awesome. Safe, huh?
Oh, I'd like it, dude. Thank
All right,
you.
Gugu. Cheers. There's Gugu Masuku, who is also a former intern on the show. And for a long time, Gugu, he was here for like almost a year. So we're checking in with some of the old characters of the show, seeing what's news with them. apparently the word is right now, and this is according to The Guardian, a source that I do my best not to quote, but they say that there is evidence that the coronavirus was started in a Chinese lab. How's that? It's from The Guardian, of all newspapers. Can you believe that? Apparently, the White House says that they know for sure where it comes from. They're looking at, according to Trump, this is Trump now, we're looking at it very, very strongly, bigly, the best. We've got our best people doing all the research. We're going to make sure we know everything about this virus, and it is from China. China is where it comes from. I think we have a very good answer eventually. And China might even tell us, he says. So that's the latest on the story of the origins of the pandemic that has sent the whole world into madness, right? We're going to check in with some of our other crew over the last few years. Damon's going to join us, Arier. We're going to have Nolo, Michael Flax. And we'll check in with them periodically through the course of the next couple of minutes. George Meany will join us as well at the end of the show, as has become de rigueur for Fridays. So that's what we'll continue to do. By the way, if you are exercising this morning, I'd love to hear how that's going. You can get hold of us on 079-748-2090. And Mbulelo is going to connect up to that so that we can get your messages too. You can, if you would like to, you can get hold of us on there. It's probably the best way to communicate with us this morning, certainly once it starts working. Apparently, Eddie Murphy and Adam Sandler are going to make an NBC fundraiser, you know, in all of this chaos that's going on with coronavirus. The entertainment business is dying a horrible death, and there's going to be a two-hour event to air on May 10th, which is being done in partnership with the Byron Allen Media Group. Like so many specials airing during the COVID-19 pandemic, this one is a fundraiser bolstering support and money for hunger relief, Feeding America. Among the other comedians confirmed to contribute are Louis Anderson, Judd Apatow, Jack Black, Wayne Brady, Adam Carolla, Cedric the Entertainer, Margaret Cho, Andrew Dice Clay. This is incredible. Billy Crystal, Whitney Cummings, Whoopi Goldberg, Kevin Hart, Kevin James, Jamie Kennedy, Keegan-Michael Key, they've got George Lopez, they've got Marc Maron. It's a hell of a lineup. Sarah Silverman. So there's something that I might watch, just because the comedians are always more entertaining than anyone else, right, in these situations. So we'll keep an eye, and if anything exciting happens there, we'll let you know about it. And then Meghan Markle, Sia's favorite, is sporting a sleek new hairstyle during lockdown. Are you excited? Nkosi Sana Dlamini Zuma would say to her, do your own hair. Should probably add some kind of expletive at the end of it, but we won't speculate on that. apparently, people are talking also about her as being the prime minister, Dlamini Zuma. They're saying she's behaving like a prime minister, not like a minister. So there's something interesting to think about. We covered this in the headlines earlier on, but Dennis Goldberg, the struggle stalwart and freedom fighter, he died yesterday, and we obviously send our condolences. Apparently, Trevor Noah, in an unrelated story, is going to pay the salaries of furloughed Daily Show crew out of his own pocket. Now, I'm always suspicious when you hear these stories, because it means there's a public relations aspect to it. And I like Trevor. I don't have any axe to grind with Trevor. I think he's terrific, and I think he's doing a great job. And he's successful beyond all of our imaginations. So I can only wish him the best of luck with what he's doing. And he continues to have success upon success, with or without anyone's wishes for luck, right? And I know he's come into some controversy with South African audiences, because some of them are saying, oh no, he's betrayed his origins and all that stuff, with nonsense. But Trevor is apparently keeping a safe social distance from his crew, but he's still trying to do right by them. Variety has learned that Noah is personally paying the salaries of 25 furloughed members of the Daily Show crew amid the industry-wide production shutdown prompted by the coronavirus. Noah has informed crew members he will continue to pay their salaries until production begins to ramp up in the television industry. Now, the reason I'm suspicious of stories like this is because Variety, obviously a publication, they say they have information. Now, the only people who would know for sure that this was happening was Trevor and his staff. And if you are doing a good thing, maybe one of your staff members wants to tell people, in which case this is how it leaked. And now we know that Trevor's a nice guy because he's paying for these people out of his own pocket. Or just maybe his PR team are doing some hard work behind the scenes, you know, scoring him some virtue points without him even having to do anything. Who knows? All right, I've got Aria and Michael Flax both on the line this morning. How are you, Kelman and Flax? It's nice to hear both of your voices again. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. Doing great. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Flaxy. Nice to hear from you. Yeah, happy birthday to us. You were there at the beginning. Do you remember that first day? It was chaos.
Yeah, I remember that first day like it was yesterday. Kelman asked me to come and push the buttons for the camera when you guys were still on Comedy Central. And right. I remember coming very early and I like stopped at the McDonald's before and I chilled there before. I didn't want to like be like extra early. And then when I got there, I was very overwhelmed because it was like it was new. Not a lot of people were really in podcasting. I didn't know much about it.
Yeah.
And that was my exciting first day.
Do you remember that we all thought that you were just hanging around? You were part of the film crew. We didn't even know where you fitted in or how you got there.
Yeah, I remember. I was just doing that for a while. No one really knew what I was doing. And then the turning point was when I was one day downstairs washing dishes. And I think you brought a dish down. And you're like, dude, I know I don't pay you. What are you doing here?
So, Aria, you were here from the beginning as well, and I remember you were one of the few people who knew what we were going to do before we started doing it. What do you remember, Ari?
I mean, it's funny Flax speaks about that. I kind of just remember that on the keyboard there was 1, 2, 3, 4, which was the different cameras, and then Flax had just cut from camera 1 to camera 2 to camera 4 to camera 1. Yeah, I mean, I think it was just we kind of figuring it out as you go, which is one of the coolest spaces to be in when you look at the sort of retrospectively. But it was, yeah, a lot of new firsts for the first time.
Well, dude, you were there at the beginning, and you also remember like those first few days were chaos and we didn't really know what the hell we were doing. I do remember though that the audience was super enthusiastic, and by, I think it was like 10 or 11 days in, I just wanted to chuck all the camera people out. Do you remember that? All I wanted, in fact, I think it could even have been half an hour into the first show. I was like, let's get rid of these assholes so I can do a proper show. Do you remember?
Yes. No, I mean, I don't think that it was the best of fits, but certainly it was really innovative and pioneering at the time. And I think, you know, that's the beauty of what this sort of whole 6-year experience is. Most probably been for you is that, you know, it's kind of become something that's really adapted to who you are and what you're about.
So, Ari, I mean, you've got your own business now, and you guys are like all of us, under lockdown. What kind of impact has this had on your business, and where are you locked down, and what is your life like now in the last month?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's crazy. We've been sort of on lockdown just over a month. I think we're on sort of day 42 now. We did something really cool on the 39th day, and we did a Zoom session with the people that produced Survivor South Africa.
Okay.
Because 39 days would be the amount of days that you would have been on the island before you win if you voted the best survivor. And it was interesting to kind of note that, you know, we kind of all living our own iteration of that show at the moment. And going past sort of 39 days, I think, yeah, I'm obviously working from home. The whole team's gone remote. We've been really, really strong on kind of doing our daily status calls. We've been really lucky in terms of some of our clients being in categories that still have really strong messaging to get out there, pharma, telcos, some banking stuff. I think it's really difficult for our clients that are unable to trade. A lot of people say, you know, you should always have your message and your branding out there. But I think it's really difficult to win that battle when you literally cannot buy the product that is your better bread and butter. And you do have to be quite conscious of, you know, money in and money out.
Yeah.
So I think it's, a hugely challenging time for everybody. And I think that, you know, everyone's in the same boat. It's crazy how when you speak to your friends, no matter where they are in the world, how they're also kind of coming to grips with something that's so ridiculously unprecedented.
Yeah, your business Tilt, I mean, it's incredible how everybody's had to tilt and pivot at this time because everything's up in the air and it's all so different to what it was like just a month ago. Are you in lockdown and managing with that? Because that's a whole other thing to cope with. Forget about the business for a second. Like personally, I think people are going through a massive trauma in rearranging their lives around lockdown, you know, only going to the shops for essential things, not any kind of social interaction. Are you handling that, Ari?
Yeah, I think it's really lucky that we have stuff to do. I think that to be in this period with little to do, you know, like I speak to friends that are in businesses in food or in travel that really actually just have Netflix. Mm. And I think that's incredibly, incredibly challenging. I think all this rhetoric around it's a great time to stop and reflect is a little bit of, I mean, that's really nice on Instagram, but it's hard to translate that into reality. And yeah, it's a very difficult time, but I think you kind of have to lock on to the idea that, you know, it's going to pass and the ending will ultimately be positive. And if you lock on to that, and you know that, you know, it's time and it's fleeting, I think it makes it a little bit easier. But you really have to hold steadfast because it's so easy to be swayed with like 10 minutes of watching the news.
Oh, boy. And that'll drive you crazy, right? You can't watch too much news. It's deadly.
No, you got to be so careful. I mean, it's very entertaining. I actually prefer watching the sort of overseas news because that still feels a little bit further removed and like, you know, strong entertainment value with what's happening there. But our local news, I do find a little bit, you really have to monitor. Yeah. The ministers are, you know, I'm sure doing an incredible job, but a little bit difficult to kind of connect with when they're sort of announcing what you can and can't do.
Hey, Flax, how are you doing in that big house with all those other people? That's where you are, right?
Yeah, still very fun. We are keeping each other company.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have survived lockdown if I wasn't in this house. I think it would have been a completely different experience for me. Because I've been able to learn a lot during this lockdown. Like, for instance, life going forward, I know that when shit hits the fan, I just got to cover my mouth and hope I'm wearing a raincoat, but you're going to get sprayed either way. So you just got to sort of live through it.
Well, I miss you both, and I'm glad that you could join us this morning. Happy birthday to us, and congrats to both of you on everything you've achieved since leaving CliffCentral.com. I'm very proud that you were part of our family from the get-go.
And congrats to you. I mean, that's you. Yeah. Slugged it out for 6 years along with Rena and everyone as well, and Sia. So, yeah, it's something from nothing, which is always amazing.
Thanks, Ari. Thanks, Flaxi. Good to speak to you guys. Be good. There we go.
Guys.
Yeah. Cheers. There's Michael Flax and Aria Kelman, who were both on our team at the beginning of our CliffCentral.com journey. It doesn't feel like 6 years ago, man. I always joke and I say, if you catch me on a really good day, I'll tell you that it feels like yesterday that we started this. But if you catch me on a bad day, it feels like 10 years. I think that's true for people who have children. If you ask them, you know, do you remember the day your kid was born? They obviously remember that. But if you ask them about the intervening time and whether it feels long or short, it depends entirely on their mood at the time. So I'm just, you know, what's so amazing is that the quality of interaction that I've had with people since we started this business, forget about the business itself, you know, the cash flow and the clients and all of that stuff. The quality of the interaction, the conversation that I've had with people here, has made it so much more enthralling and energizing and exciting than I could ever have hoped for. I get to speak to the smartest people in the world. I get to invite them on the show. I get to share that with you. I couldn't imagine a better job in the world. Like, it's just the most, and it can go anywhere. On any given day, there's nothing predictable about this show, as you know, except that we will have technical difficulties from time to time. That's always predictable. like we are this morning. It's very hard to get some of these guests on. We were meant to be speaking to some of them at six already. But it feels like it's been a great journey every step of the way, even though it's been bumpy in some parts, and it's been it's flown in other parts. And the things that we've done are things that have never been done in this country before, possibly even in the world, from the point of view of having a hybrid podcaster and an online broadcaster. And we're still that weird hybrid, and we're the only one that I can find anywhere in the world. I've looked, I've spoken to people in the US and in Europe and in Australia, even in China, and it doesn't look like there's any blueprint just like ours. So I'm kind of proud of that too. You know, originality is a difficult thing to find in 2020 when humans have pretty much done everything humans can do. And we're obviously still inventing things, but it feels good to be part of something that was original. And I got to give credits also to my team here. We've got, you know, a really smart, really dedicated, really motivated staff. And the funny thing is, like, we've all been working from home and everybody's been working remotely over the last 5 weeks. And some companies do this better than others. But with our people, it just feels like everybody is pulling their weight without having to be told to. And it always bothered me that if you worked remotely, that you'd have to keep chasing people, motivating people, you know, a bit of carrot and stick. That's never been the case here. And it's all come to fruition in the last 5 weeks because we've seen everybody doing way more than their obvious and general amount of effort. They've all pulled their weight. So I just want to give credit to the team that we have here. Rena, my business partner, who just without her, there'd be no Cliff Central. There's no way I could do this on my own. And she's the brains in the business. I'm just the front-facing moron. And then we've got, you know, Greg, who's just the most incredibly talented technical genius you could ever meet in your life. This guy can solve any problem that involves anything electric, electronic, online. He made streaming work before anyone had tried streaming on the level that we had. He made podcasting work before anyone in this country even knew what podcasts were. And he continues to impress me on a daily basis. And wow, has he had a life journey in the 6 years we've been around. And then, you know, Dory, who is just so solid and dependable. And she's actually hosting her 80s show today with Paolo, so don't miss that. That'll be this morning at 11 o'clock. You've got to check in on that. But Dory has been just completely dependable day after day. Jane Malachi. Jane Malachi has been here from the get-go with us as well. She is like our hostess. She looks after all the logistics in the office. She welcomes our guests. She makes sure that the place functions properly. And I'm missing her because she's home in Alex at the moment during lockdown. And I worry also about her because Alex is mostly ungovernable. I did check in with her over the last week or two. And she says everything's fine, but it's tough, as you can expect and imagine. And Sia Sangweni, who has been like our... I mean, Sia's been there from the start. He actually watched what was happening during the transition and had like a... he had a window seat for everything that has taken place here. And Sia's been absolutely incredible. He impresses me every single day. One of the smartest people I've met. And he, apart from thinking he's Oprah Winfrey's child, which he may well be for all we know, he just has such a cop. He has such an ability to read the tea leaves. And, you know, Sia's, he's preternaturally gifted. That's all I could say about him. We've got Spike on the team now. Spike is an experienced producer like few people I've ever met. He was a producer for the station for 5FM while I was there. Spike is, he hates this, but he's an audio artist. He can take anything and make it better. He can help you paint mental pictures with sound like nobody. He's probably the most talented of audio producers that I've ever encountered. And that means in this country, he has very few peers. Mbulelo, who's joined us, and we know Mbulelo has had like 17 lives plugged into one. And he's also super smart. And he joined us on a whim last year. And we said, you know what, let's see what happens. And look at him. He's here. He's been solid as a rock during the lockdown because he's basically been running things from the office for us. So, you know, that's just a marvelous addition to the family. Pinky, who, wow, Pinky joined us as a lawyer, but I actually met her before that when I went to Free State University, and she was studying then to finish her law degree. And I met her then, and she impressed me, and she impressed Rena. And years later, we got to work together, and we hired her here. And she's also just one of the finest brains and contributes every single day to the package that is cliffcentral.com. So, Pinky, I'm delighted you're part of it too. And then last but not least, Mfundo, who is actually our super fan and is now a member of staff too. Mfundo was our first – he was absolutely our first listener. And I know that for a fact because he found our website before we even released it to the public. He didn't – I don't know how he did this because we didn't even have a name for the business and we were keeping everything under the strictest of secrecy rules. And Mfundo found it somehow. And he has been – he's listened to every show that we've ever made. And we kind of have met with Mfundo intermittently. He's been to our birthday parties. And then eventually, last year, we decided it's enough already. Let's get this guy on board. There's no one like the core audience of this show. There's nobody in the world that I'd rather have than the core audience of this show. And they have been like the disciples that have spread the word. And without all of you, none of this would be possible. So a big thank you to my team. A big thank you to you for listening to us. If you have for 6 years, you'll get your platinum card in the mail. Of course, it's going to have to be a virtual one because lockdown, you know. Can't send you something with coronavirus on it. But there we go. All right. We've got Sia on Skype. He's live from the Sangweni Mansion in Durban. Sia, are you going to take advantage of that flight? Because, you know, Canthan yesterday in the Burning Platform was saying that he needed to get permission. He went to the police station in George and he got permission to bring his family back to Joburg because they actually live here. But they went to Plett for the lockdown.
Yeah.
So you're in Durban with your family and apparently you can have one flight during lockdown. And now during level four, you could return to the office. Have you given any thought? Have you done any investigations?
Well, I just saw an update this morning from AXA, the airports company, South Africa. They're now saying and reiterating that domestic and international flights are still prohibited, and the exception for flights are those that transport essential cargo and technical flights and the repatriation of foreign nationals. So mixed messages again. So I don't know. What I will be taking advantage of is at least taking a little walk this morning.
Oh, you're going to do that? You've got an hour and a half left.
I'm joining Hilda and Karin and Susan. We're making it happen.
Hilda and Karin and Susan. All right, very good.
I'll be power walking. It's just a pity that after power walking, I won't be able to stop off for a smoothie. In my gym wear.
Yeah, sorry, Sia. That's the whole point.
And then they're going to go home and gossip about you. Like, oh, he's such a handsome boy. I've got, my niece is back in town because she can't get back to university. Maybe you can set them up on a date.
We'll do a shidduch.
They can make some mocha children. It's Madiba's country.
Yeah, that's great. I like that. And thank God for Cyril.
Oh, okay.
That's something new who we were.
Because let's not forget, the first time I thought Cyril was great was when he was running on the promenade in Sea Point and he stopped with those people and took a picture. That's when we knew he was a good guy.
Oh, right. Happy hashtag Cyril Friday.
Oh, yeah, whatever. All right. I've got to read you something from Nkosasana Dlamini Zuma is the picture in this story, but it's actually an article Ferial Hafiji has written for the Daily Maverick. And she says, the curfew could make police and army jackboot violence worse. South Africa is one of the 18 countries that has been criticized by the UN for police violence during the COVID-19 lockdowns. The curfew to apply from 1st of May, which is today, it outlaws leaving home from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. every day, is the first such restriction on movement in the freedom years. Is it necessary or overkill, even in a public emergency? And Ferial goes on to highlight what she thinks are some of the problems that might ensue, some of the unforeseen consequences of what might ensue as a result of these curfews which have been put in place. Because up to now, although it's been level 5, we haven't had curfews. So they couldn't just arrest you for being out and about, you know? And I think now, because they have an actual, you know, now after 8 o'clock, they're going to be some of the more hungry, vicious, and voracious of our security establishment who will be out there trying to find people to indiscriminately punish for breaking this regulation. And you know, we've seen that at the best of times, our cops can't behave themselves. There was this ugly situation with a mosque, which was, I mean, don't break the rule if you don't have to break the rule, because that's just stupid. And these guys had got together to worship together. And as far as I can tell, they were trying to maintain some kind of social distancing, but maybe they weren't. I don't know. And then the police came in, and instead of just doing the right thing, which in these circumstances is to arrest these people, they're breaking the law, I get that, they started abusing them, started heckling them in their place of worship, saying to them, ah, you think the president is a joke and the president's crazy. And it was this very, like, Gestapo-ish interrogation / intimidation. It really upset me. And, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of any organized religions. And I've said some things that have got me into trouble with all of them. But I do not see how that mosque of people was a big threat to anyone. And I don't see why the police had to be so mean-spirited and so vicious and so cruel to those people just because they caught them worshipping. I think we really have bigger fish to fry in this country. And it seems that we're also not applying the law equally everywhere, because there are some parts of South Africa that have carried on since lockdown as if there is no lockdown, right? Whether it's rich people in estates, and we know some of them have broken the rules, or it's poor people in the townships, and we know some of them have never complied with the rules. So let's not pretend for a minute that we're all part of the same set of circumstances and that the law is applied equally across the board, because it isn't. And I think, read Ferial's article. I'd like to know what you think of that. We're having some trouble getting our messages, I'm afraid. So we're trying really hard to get everybody on the show so we can talk to them and so that I can read those birthday messages, which I know are pouring in. But the whole connection here is a problem. And we were going to do this on Google Hangouts, because that's how we've been doing the show from my house, but that didn't work. So it's all been a bit of a fuck up from that point of view. But I hope you're happy, having a happy day with us and celebrating our birthday with us, our 6th birthday, on cliffcentral.com live. I'm in the studio again, so this, it feels a little bit more like normal, although it's very weird. Right now I'm sitting in the studio completely on my own, and it's a little bit spooky. All right, George Meany's on the line. Thank God for that. George, how are you?
Good, and you, Gareth, and happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you guys were there from the get-go, and thank you for that too. You know, without our clients and without our partners in podcasting and in exploring this new territory together, without you guys, we would be nothing. We wouldn't have been able to keep the ship afloat. So, you know, George, because I say it to you often, but I really appreciate the fact that you believed in us before anybody even knew what was going on. And Auto Trader continues to be our longest standing client, our friend, and we're really proud, George, of all of the great content we've made together.
Gareth, if I didn't have ears on my head, my smile would wrap around my head and my top of my head would fall off.
You're a good man, dude. Thank you so much. All right, what's happening in the world of motoring today? I know when we spoke to you the other day, you told us a number of things that were very interesting. I mentioned actually to Gugu this morning when we had him back that car launches are now happening online. But does level 4 change anything for people who have cars, for people who are now able to travel a little bit more?
Very good question. So, you know, as we go into level 4 lockdown, people need cars to get to work. They need their cars repaired. They need, you know, there's a whole bunch of things that goes with South African work life, because we don't have a proper infrastructure for transport. So, so what is interesting, before I kind of tell you what's happened, is We hit the lowest level of search on AutoTrader's website on the day of lockdown. So we plummeted from about the end of March right the way down to lockdown itself, and we hit the lowest point at lockdown. It then started to recover, and AutoTrader, you know, we're used to about 35 million searches a month across our platform. From the lockdown day, those searches began to recover. But what's more interesting is search for vehicles hit its highest level on the 26th of April.
Oh, and
that
really?
Was highest since the 17th of February.
That's amazing. First of all, that was over a weekend. That was Sunday.
It was just after the president's announcements for going into level four. We saw this big surge.
Incredible.
Which was very interesting. And it was the highest level of demand AutoTrader has seen on any weekend in 2020.
Why do you think that is, George?
So here's why. I think that the reason is people twofold. One, there's pent up demand. People want to trade cars. They want to trade in cars and they want to buy other cars. What do they want to buy? We're seeing a spike in search for vehicles under 200,000 rand. For the first time in forever. The under 50,000 rand vehicles are appearing in the top three searches.
Ooh, that's not good news. I mean, that means people are looking to downgrade, right?
Yes, exactly. So I think that this behavior is as a result of people wanting to downgrade. Then I called up a couple of customers. My good friend Bobby from Mitmac Motors in Pretoria. I rang him up on the weekend and I said to him, "Listen, yeah, are you having any?" Are there any examples of – because dealers are still selling cars during this time. They just couldn't deliver them.
Right.
Are you having any instances of customers downgrading with you, wanting to trade in and downgrade? And he gave me three examples. He said he's had one customer want to move from a BMW X50, which is a million rand car, mm-hmm. down to a BMW 520 diesel,
sure.
which is a half a million car. So that's a half the cost of his vehicle, effectively, in his pocket every month.
I don't know that one.
Oh, my Alexa Siri. Just decided to
Alexa
talk back
to me. Okay, cool.
Some stupid reason. there's multiple examples of this. So we're seeing a spike in vehicle search for under 200,000 rand cars. Here's another interesting fact: mm-hmm. is that people are turning into a little bit of insomniac on our website.
Oh wow!
So we're seeing a spike between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the morning. Believe it or not, 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the morning of 20%. In search, and about 78% if you extend that between 11 o'clock and 3 a.m. in the morning, increased search activity on our website.
Wow.
So people are searching for cars at odd times at this point in time, and I think a lot of it has to do with downgrading, people being in a tight financial spot.
Sure, that's very interesting information, George. I mean, you're pulling this data off live, so you're pretty much giving to us as it happens. It's incredible.
Yes. Yeah,
and
so
it's also very indicative. Then
it's very indicative, but here's the rub. So Minister Patel gets up on the podium and says that car retail will open. Mm-hmm. Car retail will open I think his words were on a phased method or a phased progressed approach or something. Mm-hmm. We get the Gazetta document and it says car sales. Will open with specific directives, under specific directives, if you look in part H of that document. So most of the industry is assuming that it means that car dealerships are open from today. But the government hasn't yet clarified what car sales under specific directions means. I think it may mean that that car dealerships can open their doors, and I'm happy about that. AutoTrader put a motivation to government to allow car dealerships to open because of the search behavior we've been seeing. And if you remember, they wanted to open up car manufacturing, which meant that If you start to manufacture cars and you don't have retail stores open, where are those cars going to get sold? And they're going to stand in parking lots. So there's no point in opening manufacturing if your car retail is not open. So anyway, so that's what we're seeing as a result of COVID and the stuff that's been happening.
What else is going on in the world of motoring that we need to be paying attention to? You've already told us that the fuel prices are down, but we're not taking advantage of those because people aren't driving around. Are there any other things happening that we need to be especially aware of?
Well, a couple of the things that are happening that are more along the lines of what I usually talk about. Lotus is working on an entry-level sports car for everyday use. Uh-huh. This will be the last combustion engine that Lotus will make.
Huh.
And then they will move into the hyper-electric car arena.
Wow. That's a big announcement. So this car for a company to say we're abandoning – you know, combustion engines, and this will be the last one we make. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal, and this car apparently will be an everyday car, which I'm assuming will look like a sports car, because if you've looked at the Lotus, they're all very sporty vehicles. And then I suppose more interesting is Toyota has to date sold 15 million hybrid vehicles. If you remember back in 1997, they launched the original Prius. I thought it looked like a lunchbox.
Yeah.
You remember the Prius?
Yep.
And today they have 44 different hybrid models. And as a result of this public acceptance of electrified technology, there's 15 million vehicles have sold. But here's an interesting fact, is that the progression of demand for hybrid vehicles went from 1997 to 2013 in Toyota selling 5 million units.
Sure.
In 2017, they hit 10 million.
My goodness, that's amazing.
And now in the second quarter of 2020, they've hit the 15 million mark.
Absolutely incredible.
So the world is taking on this green energy in relation to cars, and obviously hybrid is the first step, fully electric is the second. And talking about fully electric, Tesla can now stop at red lights and stop signs. So they've released a piece of software to self-driving to their fleet of self-driving vehicles. That means that the car recognizes through imagery the stop sign and the red traffic light and comes to a stop. You have to push on the stalk behind the steering wheel or tap the accelerator in order to get the car going again.
Right. Wow. Okay. Very good.
And then very finally, here's a funny story. A strip club in Oregon closed its doors as a result of COVID-19. It was called the Lucky Devil Lounge.
Let's just have a moment. Hold on, George. We need
with motoring news.
Yeah, we need a moment of silence for that place shutting down. I've seriously, and I know Sia has very horrible misgivings about the strip club industry and strippers in general. But let's all take a moment to consider strippers and the difficulty that they're having under lockdown. It's very hard to do this, especially because now they're competing with all the other girls on OnlyFans and everywhere else. So let's just take a moment to think about and to commiserate with the strippers, all right? Thank you, George, for bringing that up. What happened?
You're welcome. A moment of
silence as well to the glitter industry that's losing out on sales, body oil industry that's losing out on sales.
Such a naysayer about the strip club. Okay, so George, what happened to this place? What was it called?
The Lucky Devil Lounge in southeast Portland closed its doors, and the owner was obviously devastated and decided to retool his kitchen and offer food for delivery the very next day after the strip club's door shut down. Yes. But it didn't do too well. Mm-hmm. And then one morning he woke up and decided and had some sort of idea and decided to create a drive-through pole dance show for people coming to fetch their food. So now he's got two strippers on poles. As you come and fetch your food, the strippers will come and deliver the food to you, and there are even bouncers to ensure social distancing.
I love it. Now, that is smart. See, that's using coronavirus to your advantage. Beautiful.
And that's all I have for this week.
Well, George, we'll speak to you again next week. We're slowly starting to ease back into normality, but hopefully we'll actually see you in person not too far from now in the not too distant future. Thank you, George. George Meany, the CEO of Auto Trader, and someone who has been part of our Cliff Central journey from the get-go. All right, everybody. Happy 1st of May. It is a public holiday today, but maybe you're taking advantage of Nkosasana Zuma's rule that you can go out and exercise. For the next hour, you can still go and do that. And then after that, they slap you in irons. If you dare to exercise beyond 9 o'clock, because you know the virus is much more dangerous after nine.
We all know that.
Yes, everybody knows. Then they will clap you in irons if you do not get back in your house. So if you are going for a run, Bulelo, you'll know this, you're a runner.
Mm.
I'm not a runner. If you're going for a run and you know that your return journey to your house is going to be 20 minutes, you need to leave now. Give yourself a window of 10 minutes in case you're tired and maybe you slow down on your return journey. Because I'll tell you what, they are waiting. They're waiting, slavering at the chops to lock you away forever like the man in the iron mask. If you are caught running or jogging or walking or bicycling after 9 o'clock this morning, have a happy day, everybody. And happy birthday to my eldest child, cliffcentral.com. We will see you on Monday between 6 and 9. Have an excellent weekend.
Cliffcentral.com.